Hi, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining me on this special edition of Real Talk One-on-One with you. Of course, I am D-Love, and I hope to inspire you guys today with some awesome African-American history facts and trivias. Yep, that's right. We're celebrating Black History Month, or as some would call it, African-American history. And of course, guys, you know, as we all know, or at least most of us, this annual observance has been celebrated for centuries, of course, in the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom, in remembrance of important people and events characterizing the African-American diaspora, of course. Now, you know what? I enjoy learning. I enjoy history. And so, you know, I believe that we all have a history, and God put us on this earth for a reason so that we can be an inspiration for others. So anyways, guys, interestingly enough, I found out that Black History Month or African American History Month was actually, it was created by a guy by the name of Carter G. Woodson. And he, of course, he was a historian. And he purposely, he also founded what they called the African-American Life Association, yeah, for African-American human life. It was pretty much he wanted to make sure that this holiday coincided with the birthday of Abe Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. And so anyhow, he wanted to just make sure that African-Americans were uplifted and that they can be pretty much self-sufficient. I mean, this guy was pretty, he was so phenomenal. He pretty much launched the Negro History Week, of course, and he also known for his contributions of Black Americans into the national spotlight. Pretty much he's the founder, that's what it was, the study of Afro-American life and history. And also he founded the Journal of the Negro History. So this guy pretty much wanted to just help instill some good self-esteem into African-American history so that they can be all they can be. And what really caught my attention about this guy is some quotes that he published in his book. Some may be familiar with this book, The Miseducation of the Negro. And I love this, guys. This is awesome. It said I like this. He says that history shows that it does not matter who is in power. Those who have not learned to do for themselves and have to depend solely on others never obtain any more rights or privileges in the end than they did in the beginning. I don't know if you caught that, but I'm going to read it again. It says, history shows that it does not matter who is in power. Those who have not learned to do for themselves and have to depend solely on others, or let's just say at the mercy of others pretty much, never obtain any more rights or privileges in the end than they did in the beginning. Okay, so this man was teaching self-sufficiency, and this applies to everybody, not just to Negroes or the Black community. It applies to everybody, you know, because, I mean, really, if we're always at the mercy of someone else and we can't really do for ourselves and try to and just purpose to make decisions that can just kind of help put us on top, you see what I'm saying, so that we can do for ourselves what others can't do for us, you know? So he was actually the guy who actually came up with the Black History Week and the Black History Month. So and again, he wanted it to coincide in February with the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and Abe Lincoln. I mean, how cool is that? This man was phenomenal. I got another quote I want to read to you. He says, when you control a man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his actions. You do not have to tell him not to stand here or go yonder. He will find his proper place and will stay in it. You do not need to send him to the back door. He will go without being told. In fact, If there is no back door, he will cut one for himself. Okay? His education makes it necessary. So pretty much he's saying that, you know, really, this person has, he's already been indoctrinated and conditioned to think and act a certain way. This guy was phenomenal. Just wanted to help uplift African Americans and help them to recover and regain from the diaspora that they were subjected to. Guys, as you know, this is a 30-minute show. I want to thank you all for listening to me this morning, all my social media friends, of course, the host, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys so much for all of your wonderful support when things are just not going right and we have all these questions and be bugging you. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to move to our next, another phenomenal African-American person who actually made history and just helped set a foundation for us, guys. I really want to talk about George Washington Carver. I mean, this guy, I mean, he made some contributions throughout history in terms of our survival. I mean, he pretty much, just his researches promoted alternative to crops, right? I mean, they're talking about cotton. You know, back in the day, it was all about the cotton. But he revolutionized this by coming up with things such as peanuts and soybeans and sweet potatoes, all of which aided nutrition for families, informed families. He wanted poor farmers to just grow their own crops and be self-sufficient, you know, grow their own food, and that way they can be able to eat and survive. And so because of this development, you know, we've come up with, what, over 100 products made from peanuts that were pretty much useful for edible, you know, reasons, house, farm. Also, it expanded much more into cosmetic, dyes, paints, plastics, everything, gasoline, nitroglycerins, everything that we use today that help sustain humanity. So he was also recognized for a lot of his honors and received the, the Spring Garn Medal from the NAACP. He really, really made a contribution to our world, our culture, our land. And so we want to honor George Washington Carver for his revolution and just thank God for him because, you know, the Bible says that, you know, man will become more wiser in the days ahead and toward the last days. And so we've probably discovered everything that can, and I'm sure there's more to be discovered on this in this earth, but good Lord, I mean, just the evolutions that we've pretty much seem to have accomplished in this land is just phenomenal, you know? But we have so many contributions of African Americans throughout history, and America has been acknowledging and documenting these events throughout history. There's so many interesting facts about just the inventions of public and political services, great talents just among African Americans. And so we appreciate that. We want to talk about Benjamin Banneker. This man was a self-taught man. You know, he pretty much drew a distinction in science, and it included like solar eclipse, you know. He published the almanac and did some sort of surveying on in Washington, D.C. So, you know, he was always exploring, an astronomer. I mean, this guy was an astronomer. I mean, he created patterns from which, I mean, he could make calculations. He was a mathematician and predictions, of course, within the almanac. So it's like, wow, these brilliant brains. And one, he has a quote, Benjamin Banneker. He says, "The color of the skin is in no way connected with strength of the mind or intellectual powers. The color of the skin is in no way connected with strength of the mind or intellectual powers. Evil communications corrupt good manners. I hope to live to hear that good communication corrects bad manners. Presumption should never make us neglect that which appears easy to us, nor despair make us lose courage at the sight of difficulties. How encouraging is that? But I like that bad company corrupt good morals things, because you know what? That is so true still today. Still today, that is so true. That was Benjamin Banneker. Wow, the solar eclipse, I mean, how the weatherman is able to kind of, you know, they get it right sometimes. They don't get it right all the time because Mother Nature and is going to have it her way. So, but for the most part, hey, I mean, Benjamin Banneker made it very possible to be able to just make great calculations and I mean, even in just science, in science in itself. So that's a good one. Hey, guys, I got another one for you. I want to talk about, you guys may have heard Garrett Morgan. He invented the sewing machine equipment and of course, what? The traffic light. You know what? I mean, what would we do without the traffic light? You know, according to Garrett Morgan, okay, he had this curiosity, and his innovation led to the development of many useful and helpful products, okay, and among them were, of course, the traffic signal. You know, after witnessing like a collision between an automobile and a horse carriage, he was convinced that something should be done. I mean, he was like, listen, let's do something about this, right? So Morgan, Gary Morgan, he was one of the first to apply for and acquire a U.S. patent for the traffic signal, okay? Now, the patent was granted, of course, and then, of course, technology eventually advanced to Great Britain, okay, and Canada. He invented the zigzag stenching machine. You know, this guy, he actually worked as a sewing machine repairman for a clothing manufacturer, and then he eventually opened up his own shop, okay? He was turning out coats, suits, dresses, all that stuff, right? All that stuff, right, that we take for granted, that we our shoes, our clothes, and everything that we just put on our bags, you know? I mean, come on, what would we do if we didn't have shoes, coats, clothing on our bodies, right? So how amazing, you know? And so what happened was he invented the zigzag stitching attachment for a manually operated sewing machine, okay? As a result, he made national news, right? Guess what? He came up with the gas mask, all right? He invented, and he invented this because he wanted, you know, there was an explosion, and there was no way to rescue these guys that was in this explosion. And he thought, well, you know, if I had a gas mask, you know, we could actually, you know, help save lives. So as a result, he received requests from the fire department around the country. They wanted to purchase the new mask, okay? So this guy was totally phenomenal. I mean, he has made great contributions to history, to our world. We cannot go wrong. I mean, come on. That's some good history, guys. That is some good history facts. And I just want to make mention that everyone has a history, and this includes you and I. You know, have you ever just stopped to think or consider how your life, or just say your history, have made some sort of impact in someone else's life, or even maybe inspired someone to do better in their life, and they look at you and say, dang, you know what, that person really got some patience. He's really cool, or, you know, just really smart, or, you know, just really helped me to see some things, mentor, counselors, it doesn't matter, just someone who's really made an impact in your life. And this is why we celebrate African-American history. This is why we celebrate history, not just for African-Americans, but for all people in all cultures and all races. We want to be able to give back and honor those who've paved the way for us and help us to be where we are today. Let's not forget the women. Okay, there is a lady by the name of Sarah Good. She invented the rollaway bed. Okay, she received this patent from the U.S. Trademark Office in the 1800s, And eventually she ended up owning her own furniture store. Can you imagine a woman, and people look at women today and say, oh, you know, because we grew up in a culture at one point that said that women can only do one thing and men can only do another. But this lady's like, you know, she pretty much opened up her own furniture store, Sarah Goody. And let's not forget about Songhay. All right, this was Songhay, S-O-N-G-H-A-Y, was renowned for its powerful kingdom in ancient Africa in the 1400s and 1500s, I think. And education was prime in this kingdom. You know, we look at education today and we say, dang, we take it so for granted, like, you know, because it's I don't know. But it's so good. I enjoy learning and I love history. But it was pretty much known for its intellectuals, you know, and so they had turned out doctors, judges, and other educated men and everything. So it was pretty prime in this kingdom. It was phenomenal. Also, I am looking for my first caller. Don't forget, guys, I'm always looking for callers. I'm giving away the Real Rap Pack. That's right. You will get a Real Rap Pack. Okay? All you got to do is be my first caller. Or Facebook me. I know it's a 30-minute show. It is still early, so you may not be listening at this time, but I thank you guys for always going down and downloading the archive material. But I want to know who actually started Black History Month. I just said his name. I just mentioned it. So if you want to receive a Real Rap Pack, then you might want to give me a call, okay? That number is 773-897-6419. All right, guys, we're going to go to my other interesting African-American phenomenal. Phyllis Wheatley, all right? She was an African slave born in Boston, Massachusetts. You know, I love poetry, so I would be remiss not to mention her, all right? She became the first published African-American poet in 1767. She mastered English, you know, literature, mythology, Latin, Greek, all right? She was writing her own poems by the age of 13. All right, which were all of which, of course, were inspired by Alexander the Pope and John Milton. She pretty much was considered a prodigy by the Boston literati. Okay, so this girl was very, very, very intelligent. All right, and so, but unfortunately, you know, she died at a very early age, and during that time, despite all of her contributions to literature, she still lived in poverty. Oh, so, you know, I mean, that just goes to show you, you know, it is what it is. Madam C.J. Walker, all right, she created, we all know about her, specialized in all the hair products, and she was one of the first African-American women to become a self-made millionaire. Self-made millionaire. You know what? Hey. You know, when a person can actually move from rags to riches because of their own creativity and their thinking, then you know what? I say honor and glory be to God, because we know that his spirit and everything is indwelling in them. It has to be, because, you know, I mean, we don't own ourselves. We are owned by our creator. All right, guys, we talked about Garrett Morgan, we talked about Phyllis Wheatley, we talked about George Washington Carver, we talked about the founder of the African American History Month. All right, and now I want to mention another one, Andrew J. Beard. You know, he actually created the flour mill and the rotary steam engine. All right, this guy, I mean, he pretty much was born in Alabama. And, I mean, this man was pretty much a millionaire. You know, he built and operated a flour mill. And according to that, I mean, just pondering the mechanics and eventually came up with the plow invention, guess what? His idea grew. And in 1880, of course, we're talking about the 1800s now, he sold it for $4,000. $4,000, right? He invented another plow and sold it for $5,200. With this money, he went into real estate Okay, we're talking about the 1800s. He earned about $30,000. Gosh, self-made millionaire. Can you imagine? So, you know, and I'm sure there are so many more. You got Frederick Douglass. I mean, we talked about Benjamin Banneker. We talked about great African-American individuals who actually made creation so that we can enjoy, you know, the pleasures today. And we are. We are enjoying the fruits of their labors. And I just, you know, sometimes we get so busy in our lives and we forget. You know, we forget, but sometimes we don't. You know, we honor them in our own way, but it is so important that we teach our kids about history. We teach them about Black history, white history, Mexican history, Indian history. I mean, what it doesn't matter. It's so important that we understand our different cultures and our different origins and different things like that, because you know what? To be truly honest, we're all made of one. We're all related, to be truly honest, some one way, shape, form, or fashion. You see what I'm saying? Because God created us in His image, and we had to originate from somewhere, someone, right? So we all share the same blood, in a sense. Different blood types, of course, but we all share. We come from the Creator. So let's just take the time, you know, if you've never celebrated African American History Month or, you know, I mean, check it out. Check out just you know, go in and, or either just, you know, if it's just once a year, you know, and every February or whatever, just, you know, hey, celebrate. And I know there are millions that do, and we just appreciate that. Hey, guys, did you know what was so interesting? In the United Kingdom, though, they celebrate African American History Month in October, you know? So, I mean, it's like, wow. And of course, we celebrate it in February. However, they're still celebrating. So that's a good thing. That is a good thing because, you know, like I said, we've all made contributions as a culture and a race, and we just thank God for imparting that brilliancy and all of those good things to help make into these great people to make our lives what it is today. Now, we've got so much going on, and here's the thing that really it just kind of baffles me sometimes. I think about it. You know, these are people who had not even close to the attributes that we have today. The good thing, I mean, like washing machines and microwaves and all that, they didn't have these things at that time. They didn't have the education that is available to us today. I mean, these people scrammed and they scraped, but yet they used their God-given brains and took that creativity to create inventions so that life could be made so much easier for us, you know. Especially those of us that were born in the technology age. Oh my God, we would not. I'll be the first to admit, I probably would not survive back in the 1800s, 1900s. You know what I mean? I just can't say if I could. I don't know. Maybe I could have. I don't know. But you know, I mean, I have to thank God for these people, because they really have made great contributions to our world, to our history. And so we are so thankful for that. All right, guys, real quick, next week we're talking about the Love Guru. We've got a couple of shows coming up Saturday. I will be putting that out on Facebook. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. Guys, I am working on getting some more phenomenal guests on the show to help keep you guys informed. Of course, this is Real Talk One-on-One with you, and so we want to be able to offer you up hip, hot, and helpful tips to help you break the daily grind. That's right. And so I got something for you next Saturday, and also Sunday is Valentine's Day, right? Here's the deal. If you're looking for a soulmate and not a stalemate, then you might want to tune in. The Love Guru is doing some awesome work in this dating industry. He is hooking people up. We're talking about Benjamin Banneker, the astronomer. I mean, come on. Love Guru is actually, these are some of the techniques he kind of incorporated into matching up his dating, the people that actually consult his dating service. So I don't want to get all into the details and everything. This is his thing. So I would definitely encourage you guys to be tuning in and, not that it's necessary, but you never know. I mean, if you're looking for love and you want to try something different, then I would encourage you to definitely tune in. Of course, we've always gotten information on our profile page where you can go in and, of course, find all the information on the Love Guru. Also, guys, I want to make mention that I am looking for some poetry. I mean, if you write poems and you want it read on the air, hey, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I just, if you're a poet and you love the arts and music, just let me know. I want to be able to read your poetry on the broadcast. We will have a poetry day, poetry slam day or whatever. I'm still working on it. And just let me know. There may be some contests, poetry contests, but I want to hear from you. So anyways, thanks for celebrating with me on this Black History Month or African American History Month for 2016. It's been so wonderful dialoguing with you guys. And I mean, it shows that you guys are listening, you're paying attention, and tell all your friends and family and throw us some topics. You know, this Black History program is so good for kids just to get pique some interest in them and let them see that, you know what, they can do anything they aspire to do. They can be anything they aspire to be. And like my friend said, the founder of the African American History Month, I like that. He says that you cannot be solely dependent on others. You have to do it yourself. You have to make it happen yourself. You know, you have to believe in yourself. But first and foremost, you definitely want to believe in God, and God can make you just as great as these great African American inventors. You know, I mean, we've got some people that have really, really paved the way for us, and that is something that I just don't take for granted. Even though we're living in the new millennium, you know, I look at it like, you know, yes, we're living in the new millennium, but guess what? The ancient centuries and history is just as important because guess what? It paved the way for us to be where we are today. Some people like to think that it's obsolete. It is not. It is good, sound, profound substance to the soul, to the brain, to the psyche, to the mind. So it's really good. Let's just celebrate those before us, guys. And you know what? I thank you guys for listening. We got like 2 minutes for the show before the show ends. And so I want to thank you guys for just tuning in. Hit me up and stay tuned. We got some good stuff coming on in the upcoming future. So just hang in there with me. I hope that you're learning a lot. It's been wonderful. And, of course, I'm wishing all of you guys the best because you're hanging in there with me. So my prayers go out to all of you, and that is real talk. That is real talk, guys. I don't just talk stuff. I don't just talk about it. I be about it. So you know what? Hey, drop me a line. Nene, hello. Thanks for hitting me up. Appreciate it. Call in when you can. And, Barbara, I saw where you were calling me, girl, but, you know, I had to prepare for the show. So I hope you're listening and tuning in, and I'll catch up with you later. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you have a wonderful week and purpose to do well. So take care, and I will talk to you guys next week. Peace.